This is Madison Renard, nurse practitioner for Dr. Masanthi Levine, writing a progress note on patient Zeno, Z-E-N-O, Cynthia, date 6-17-22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Ms. Zeno is a 56-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is a poor historian. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. Patient just readmitted to the facility from Memorial Hermann in Houston, Texas. Patient was already a patient in this nursing home. She presented to Memorial Hermann secondary to exposed cranial hardware. Neurosurgery was consulted and took the patient for a right hemicraniectomy with the plating system removal, complex wound closure, rotational advancement flap on the of the scalp on June 10th. Infectious disease was also following the patient and recommended IV vancomycin through July 22nd. Patient was restarted on her Eliquis at Memorial Hermann. Patient will complete her IV antibiotics here at the nursing home and will follow up with the Memorial Hermann team. A CBC with differential CMP and vancomycin trough will be drawn every week. The patient has no acute complaints at this time. No neurological changes at this time. Vital signs are stable. Patient is afebrile. No acute concerns from the bedside nurse. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, CVA, diabetes, GERD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, memory impairment, above the knee amputation, ischemic foot pain, history of hemorrhagic stroke with residual hemiparesis, tobacco abuse, and cellulitis. Current medications, apixaban, 5 milligrams, 2 times a day, bacitracin ointment, 3 times a day for scalp incision. Bisacodyl suppository every 24 hours as needed for constipation. Buspirone, 5 milligrams, 2 times a day for anxiety. Docusate, 100 milligrams, 2 times a day for constipation. Duloxetine, 20 milligrams, once a day for depression. Fenofibrate, 48 milligrams, once a day for hyperlipidemia. Guaifenesin tablet, 600 milligrams every 12 hours for cough. Latanopro solution once a day in both eyes for glaucoma. Keppra, 500 milligrams, 2 times a day for seizures. Lidocaine, 4% patch once a day for pain. Lyrica, 50 milligrams, 2 times a day for pain. Zofran, 4 milligrams, 3 times a day as needed for nausea. Miralax, 17 grams once a day for constipation. Senna, 8.6 milligrams, 2 times a day for constipation. Simvastatin, 10 milligrams, once a day for hyperlipidemia, Tylenol as needed for pain, valproic acid 250 milligrams two times a day for seizures, vancomycin 750 milligrams every 12 hours for wound infection, allergies, codeine, review systems as per above, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 109 over 62, temperature 97.3, heart rate 77, respirations 18, blood sugar 122, oxygen 98% on room air, HEENT benign, neck septal, no JVD noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no quick shrubs or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-distended, vowel sounds present times 4, neurological, grossly non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions, scalp wound, has no redness, puffiness, dabbing, or discharge. Assessment and plan. Number 1, diabetes, continue current medications and diet control. Number 2, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 3, history of hemorrhagic stroke and residual hemiparesis, continue current therapy and assistance with ADLs. Number 4, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 5, history of craniotomy procedure, continue current medications and follow up with neurosurgery team. Thank you.